thought that'd be House consent.
You got yours, didn't you?
I didn't do those, no.
That's fine, I didn't, I didn't do that. You ever get it, you didn't get yours yet?
No, not yet.
I got mine, and I'll approve the minutes.
There you go.
Second to.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved. Anybody have anything to bring in today, Bruce? Jeff?
No, sir.
Jimmy?
No.
Liz? All right, you have any unfinished business you guys can think of? I don't think anything.
This is kinda.
Oh, yeah.
I have a little unfinished, I was just curious, I was gonna ask Chad that the VR 787, that first one, it got.
Denied.
Denied, I just was curious.
Yep, it got turned down.
But I was curious why.
There's no way that we could have helped that guy.
Oh.
I mean, even if we were applying.
He purchased the buy down, usually that's a.
Well, he was within 100 feet of, he wasn't, he had to be 100 feet from high water mark, and he was like 68 feet, so he didn't qualify for that relaxed standard.
Okay.
That normally he would, so.
I was just curious, because we talked about.
That's one of those you build and ask for permission later.
Yeah, right.
Built without permits.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it was already in there, and we had a report.
That is fact.
Permits or license contract or whatever.
Yeah.
Just curious.
We couldn't help him.
And that was just one of many things that we saw.
That's where you're saying, the owner told me the property line is here, right?
Tear down.
Didn't matter, it's still illegal.
They may be able to move it back, and a lot of make it work.
Where's that at?
Off Lake Shore Drive.
Beetree Lake.
All right, Jeff brought up about the, one of the draft, pre-draft water resources. You wanna bring that up, Jeff, where you want?
Well, Debbie emailed us on December 28th about two questions, one was on the pre-draft of the water resources that Chad did. He said it's like a draft of a draft, and if we had any questions for that, and then also the Smiley's had some questions, about six questions concerning the signs, so we may have that for discussion.
Yeah, that's fine, now what I was gonna do was, Smiley showed up, I was gonna go through that while he was here.
That's why he was here.
Is that okay with everybody? I don't know if he'll be here or not on the sign. The two questions for the, you wanna read it, would you?
This one, from the signs?
For the water resources.
There wasn't any question, it was just, we were sent a draft, and whether we had any comments or anything during the draft, I had one comment.
Okay, go ahead, let's go dig it down now.
Yeah. And maybe you got Chad, or maybe one of these, and that. In 2005, we had $221,000 in rural, and then we went and kind of flip-flop and put more land into the rural resource. This is on table 2.6 of the proposed land use. And I just kind of wonder what changed from, like, we went from 221,000 acres into rural, and down to 88,000, and then from rural resource, we went from 66,000 to 181,000.
Okay.
That's the base.
So when we modified the maps last time, after we did the comp plan, we changed the subdivision map, remember?
One time, I always sit here with the.
Yeah, so a lot of that property.
State Maryland requires.
Yeah, they wanted us to have more, so a lot that was in rural, that was the old white parts, got changed to the brown and green on the maps that are rural resource and ag resource, so it was all based on the last comp plan, and then you update to the subdivision ordinance. So it should be add up the same, that what was rural before, a lot of that got changed into ag resource and rural resource. And there was a reduction in rural, it's just a subdivision category. Rural's the area you can do 1 acre lots, ag resource and rural resource are the 3 acre minimum lot sizes.
And the state lanes, they are still in the.
Most of them were probably always rural resource, I mean, there may be little bits here and there that were a different category.
Okay, so that's why we changed from that, because.
Yeah, it should have been that mapping change on the subdivision maps.
I looked at it briefly, Chad, is there, we gonna have another draft, or?
There will be, yeah, I didn't bring anything today because it's the holidays, I mean, there were a couple weeks where people were on vacation, but, I mean, it's being worked on right now.
Okay.
So,
got a lot of tables to insert yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't have any other comments on it at this time, but if anybody else has any comments on the draft.
You wanna go to Chad while we're talking?
I was really just here to see if anybody else had comments. I hadn't received anything, so I wanted to be here in person in case there were other questions or people wanted to give anything. I mean, I've got it open now, so I can.
They just keep us in the loop, but if you get anything you get it to us so we can move forward with it.
Yeah, sure.
The water resources part of it is, that's something we can look at, go over pretty quickly, I think, once you get it finalized. And that's one you just gave us.
That's right.
The draft, so.
Yeah.
And anybody see anything else on that when they were looking through that? Bill, do you see anything? I know you read through that pretty.
I mean, at least the content of the water resources is just about there. The land use is still in progress, and then the economic development chapters can be.
You still on schedule for spring sometime?
Yeah. I did get back from the state this morning because they got it the same time you did.
Okay.
And I think he had some comments, but he wanted to talk to Debbie first. But, they haven't viewed it.
That's all. Anything for Chad for that? Appreciate you coming over.
Sure. I mean, if you think of anything between now and next time, send me an email or let Debbie know. And I think she's talking about.
Send Debbie an email and then.
I'm gonna go to the zoning appeals cases just because we can see if Smiley shows up. If not, Bill can send on the signing committee and take it back. All right, zoning appeals cases.
The appeals for this month of January are gonna be an special exception application submitted by John Kyle Newsom and Christy Newsom for an electric power generating solar array at 3573 Sand Flat Road, tax map 66, parcel 76, and 506, grid 14. It's LR2. Second special exception, 472, application submitted by Hugh Wumble Legacy Homes for MB Vacations for a special exception, 8-bedroom TVRU located at lot 47 and 48 Lakefront Links Drive, Swan, tax map 59, parcel 611, LR1 as well.
The one with the solar panels, you guys see any problem with that? Nothing around there, anything?
It's a special exception use in that area. They would still have to go through and submit a concept plan for stormwater and stuff like that. That's probably the main thing. I'd just make sure we're moving the dirt. There's not too much to look at in terms of building from this.
So it's not solar panels on the house, it's solar panels.
It's an actual solar array, rather large. The zoning ordinance doesn't specifically have requirements for solar. It just has electric power generating plants, and that's a special exception everywhere.
And who's putting that? Where are they putting it in for?
How to handle the ones the counties put in.
Most of those weren't in zoned areas. The only other one that the county did was one on Mayhew Inn Road at the sewer facility, and that probably did the same way, special exception under the same category.
Sand Flat Road.
Oh my God.
And you can see the welding rod.
Big farm down there across from the welding rod.
Where's the welding rod?
Right in place. So there's the welding rod. No, it'd be a community solar type situation.
Okay.
You ever get a hump in your hand? A hump in your hand. Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt?
Got a cold.
Yeah, so that's good.
similarly residential, just has a little bigger, 2 acre lot. That was another change when we changed the map.
So you don't think you're gonna read any of this?
Well, we'll just have to go to the hearing and see if the board can put conditions.
The other one, just for vacation, for the transient rental or whatever you build on.
Yep, that'll be new construction.
Anything for that concern?
It's just because it has.
Is it two lots?
Yeah, it's two lots, they're building across both of them.
Two lots, 8 bedroom.
They just keep getting bigger, don't they?
Build on two lots, that's a new one.
That same group owns one of the adjacent properties as well.
That would be a reason to say no, as with any special exception, there's kind of court precedents, they have to have a really good reason to deny it. If they can put conditions on it, then they can say, that's a.
Pretty shallow back. It's back in that code.
No.
I don't have any comments on it.
It's not a lake.
Okay.
I don't have any comments on it.
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
It's probably over next to,
It's right down at the end. I have a site plan for that too. It's right down at the end of the cul-de-sac of Lakefront Links Drive. So that's the two lots right there, and MB Vacations also owns this one.
Okay, yeah, cause that's what's on that old area.
These are the two lots.
Yeah, don't, there's no slot in there.
Why would you wanna use a lot for that? I don't know why you're gonna waste a lot for.
We make some money off of them.
So this is gonna go.
Yeah, it's just.
All right, anybody have any comments on that? Bill, you and Bruce?
I think we're taking two lots and making it one and doing that, I think it's a good plan.
All right, then we'll move down to the, going to the field.
They're kind of, no, they're bigger than that, they're just kind of narrow and long, and so now actually when they do that, that'll make that lot look really good, I think.
Wonder if he had two docks, oh, that's common, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that even that, where he's at, if you were looking at it from up above, he's literally right next to Stillwell there, he's just backing up there.
We're back in that corner, last all the time, but. Okay, if moving on, nothing gathering, Matt, you guys, look at that. Okay, the sign regulation, we had 5 or 6 questions that we were asked, like what types of signs, what sign type do you want or what not, you don't want to regulate. And Smiley sent out a, and I left it in my truck, everybody see that, did Debbie send that out, or you guys send it out?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. Sent out a paper on, you know, it's actually pretty, I thought it was a pretty good piece of paper for, you know, no more time what they've been doing. I mean, I don't know whether I wanna get into.
Well, I don't think we have enough, I'd like to talk to somebody in the business first, I don't know what's out there, I couldn't answer many of those, so. It'd be nice if somebody from Kenny Signs would come in here and kind of tell us, or somebody.
Kenny has been showing up at the meetings, to.
Advise.
Or some, yeah.
Advise.
You wanna bring him in here, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't really know what the new.
Here's one of the issues that we have right now, that's gonna come back to, is when you have a titled trailer or vehicle, and a sign's in the back of that titled trailer vehicle, how are you gonna police that?
I think that's NBA.
Yeah, that's not gonna be.
Well, what I'm saying, it's on your property, they can't.
Park it there and leave it?
But we said it's a time limit.
I'm talking about, I think that's the way with the future is, they're gonna do that because there's nothing that says they can't do it, if it's on their property.
Yeah.
Should you just get some old van and paint it up and park it?
Well, that can happen, but I mean, that's a completely different can of worms, is vehicles and stuff like that, but I'm looking at it from the perspective that mean, how are you gonna police that?
I mean, I don't know that you want people like driving around to see how long a vehicle sits on a piece of property with a sign on it. Do you really want someone doing that?
I always remember Greg Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to catch hell every time I parked my vehicle when I was working there in the parking lot, said I'm getting free advertising.
Like Larry Brown.
And so is Ford and Dodge and everybody else.
No, but I'm just saying that's something, I'm not a big fan of regulating, you guys know that. But if this is what, if we start to regulate some of the other stuff, then are we gonna find an out? And one of those outs is, this is an out.
Well, I don't really think that we can make some of these choices until, I mean, I thought one of the points of the committee was to educate us on like what the types of signs were out there, you know, what violations they're seeing, that sort of thing, and then we could kind of guide them how to move forward. But I think at this point, we don't have enough information to make some of these choices.
Tim, Liz, you said the same thing pretty much what I told Tony before you guys got here. I felt the same way what you guys just said. I couldn't really come up with an answer to it. One, I kind of thought, yeah, it was the sign committee. That's the reason we got the sign committee. And I don't have, personally, like, any good input.
Just an FYI, that subject has been brought up in the meeting, so they're gonna attempt to address it.
I've been trying to keep up with the meetings that are going on, so I've come here with some kind of education about it. But I mean, that was one of the things. Well, another thing is like a mailbox sign. You know, they mentioned about a mailbox sign. What the hell is a mailbox? I never saw one.
A mailbox sign. What you're talking about there? We talked about little electronic signs.
LED. LED little TV looking signs that are gonna about the size of a real estate sign.
On a mailbox? I mean, it's one, you'd think that the postal service would dig their heels in because there's certain specs that you have to keep.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to come up with, right? Some kind of specification on how the size. And I'm looking at you because I know you.
Yeah.
I don't want to say. I
look at that as, I would expect if anybody were going to do that, it'd be most likely to be people with businesses. You know, most of the people that live on the lake don't even have mailboxes because they don't want to get mail here. So, you know, I can't imagine most people are going to be wanting to draw additional attention to themselves if they live on the lake. You know, a lot of people aren't wanting anybody to know they're here. So I don't know, you know. Is there something where you put a paragraph in about it covers anything and everything that could happen? Yeah, but then it gets to, I just can't see where that's not going to, you know, how expensive is that mailbox going to be, number one, and then number two, keeping it maintained, and then the snowplow goes by and knocks it over and destroys it, and then whose fault's that? I mean, you know, you could put it. As far as I'm concerned, a mailbox can say, you know, you're allowed to have your name on it and your 911 address, and that's it. Now, eliminate that problem.
All right.
I'll tell you off the top of the truth, I didn't know until I sit down and talk to old people on the committee that there were that many different kinds of signs. I mean, because you drive by and look at them, you go, you don't even, sometimes, I guess, for terrible to say it, you don't pay a lot of attention to what, you only see what you want to see. And I didn't know there was that many different kinds, so if you try to regulate all, I guess the point I'm getting to is, how do you try to regulate? You can't broad brush regulate every sign that's made, I don't think. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it's going to be, like, one of the questions they kept asking was, and one of the questions here was, how do you permit them? You permit every sign? You permit the guy that does the flag sign? I don't know, that's the other issue you've got to deal with.
Because you can get down to bumper stickers. You can't have DCL bumper sticker on the back. I mean,
and the other issue is height. You know, that's the one issue that I think really needs to be, you know, addressed a little bit, especially around Deep Creek when you have the cluster building that you have in a couple places.
I mentioned this before. I've been paying attention, and nothing disturbs me at this point in time. nothing's like real highly, you know, the signage that we have currently existing in the county. Maybe there are some for some people, but not me at the moment. But I wouldn't want to see it look like if you're going down to Myrtle Beach, you know, sign after sign, blinking signs. I don't like the blinking signs, the big billboards in your face.
Well, I think that's a choice word, right?
I would be worried about that.
Aesthetic signs like you do in Hilton Head, or do you do freewheeling signs like you have in Ocean City and Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I that horse is out in the barn from the Hilton Head, because Hilton Head, I think, was designed and built that way to begin with.
Right.
Like Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah, they had a.
They caught it before it started, I mean.
Now, you know, we just looked at this how many years ago.
I think you're going to start seeing signs in, like that chair that's sitting down there at the corner of Glendale Road and 219, that big white chair that's sitting there now. Somebody could find a way to make that a sign, you know. What are you going to say with that? Like, how do you stop that? Yeah, because if it was painted right, it would be a sign.
I mean, I do have a concern about regulating to the point where, I've joked about that with advertising for, you know, and the builders and the real estate companies and everybody, and that's part of their marketing, you know, paint scheme or their whatever it is. And I think you have to be careful when you start touching that and start touching, you know, regulating stuff on a vehicle. I don't know. I mean, if you regulate the size and type, you might be able to control some of that. But I think we're, like with Smalley's report that he did, that I looked over, was, I thought, probably gave me more questions than answers.
Which was actually good that he did what he did, because it,
because I didn't realize that.
I know, it was awesome that he's, he put that kind of thought into something like that, and that was good.
When I read that, I'm like, good God, how do you regulate all this? Because the question, and then you get, first you have residential, then you have personal property, you know what I mean? Then you have Deep Creek watershed, and outside the watershed, you know, like the sign that's on my property down here is the big billboard. And, you know, that's the new look of the billboard. It looks better than someone on a 4x4, but it's still not a real attractive thing to come into Deep Creek and see. You know? But it's going to be a tough nut.
I'm like you. I don't like the idea that you have to have a permit for every sign you got.
You got to regulate. I mean, flashing signs, you know, I can see not having flashing signs, but I see people that do marketing things that are kind of cool. I see a bug that gets parked that points me to a restaurant. I think it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's not bugging you?
I think it's cool. I mean, how would you know that you're there?
Well, I've got to find, yeah, right. We have a little bit of a sign issue there.
And it's kind of cool.
Well, if you look the way the cluster signage is done, you usually have one sign at the end of your call for your cluster, and then that sign says railings, or it says green turtle, and it says RPM, whatever.
Well, and that's what we were trying to accomplish, but then there's something in the ordinance now that created some kind of problem for doing that, I think, when you guys were looking at it. That's kind of a bummer, because that would be really nice to be able to be there and have it all under somewhat of a wrap thing. It created more problems than, didn't it? Did you look at that? We talked about putting a cluster sign in front of the chamber that would cover all the properties that were back in there, let people know they were there. And they were like, you know, like things where you'd almost slide something like that big by 6 feet wide that would have the names of the businesses back in there. And it was something with that that created a potential problem for the signs that were already on the properties there.
I think they may have, you basically get one freestanding sign per lot, and it can be for all the uses on that. I think maybe those signs were already large enough that there wasn't any left over.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
more signs on.
Part of my goal was to have a nice sign for the chamber out of it, because the sign that's there at the chamber, you don't see it unless you're looking for it. You know, so that the sign that's there would look great on the building when you're parked. When you drive by the chamber, most people they don't even realize that that's what it is there. You buy it, and then you're out of heck with it, I'm not going back now. So that was my vision when I came up with that.
I saw one this one over Christmas down in Raleigh when I was there. They actually projected an image, advertised on the side of a building. And it was probably the size of the courthouse, one like a cold building that size, and the image was being projected from someplace.
Right.
You know, it was advertising for Christmas tree, whatever, you know, whatever it was. And I'm thinking, man, that's going to get way outside the box. People are starting to want that.
Well, people are just going to continue to do more and more to try to get their brand out.
When's your next meeting? Yeah.
I believe that's on the 10th. I believe. It's a Wednesday night. Wednesday night meetings every 2 weeks.
At the chamber, right?
Yes.
Anybody want to attend? But I guess what I'm hearing from everybody is they need to get more information. Is that what we're thinking?
Well, the thing is that there are regulations in the ordinance already for signs. So the whole thing is just to rewrite it to a more modern standard. And obviously, the other idea is to adhere to the new Supreme Court ruling on all of that, so that you're not infringing upon the is it Second Amendment, I believe, right?
Free speech.
Free speech.
You can't judge a sign
by its cover, by its wording.
Yeah. And I think the reason we're talking about this, some guy wanted some type of lead.
It's an LED sign that the guy wanted and there as a key lock.
Yeah.
Well,
and
out of all this, that needs to be addressed.
Well, if you look what there, the way he's trying to advertise it, it makes it look really sloppy because he can't do what he wants to do, which, you know, I think, again, kind of done right there would look probably a lot better and be more effective and everything else. And I just think that I think to some degree it's time to read, especially the LED stuff needs re-looked at. Because the LED signs, for the most part, they're out there, look, you know, old and antiquated already and look like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Now, is it the key lock where he's at now?
Mm-hmm.
So what he did now, he's got a van sitting on a trailer there as an advertisement.
And he's got flags and stuff, and the flags are all beat to crap
so
and stuff.
Now it would be better to let him have his damn sign than it would be to have a van jacked up on a trailer where you can see it. Because he's below the guardrail
right
now. Right.
Is that in the watershed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he's not allowed to have flags out there either, then. Anyway.
That was talked about, too.
Yeah, I just think that part of the problem is that, you know, you got to look at this. Do we want to help businesses grow? Do we have any reason to help businesses grow? Is that something we should be involved with or not? Or without handicapping them, but at the same time trying to encourage them not to have, you know, we're as guilty as anybody down there, and I can't stand them, and I just keep my mouth shut because I'm one of seven. You know, I don't like those things by the road doing that stuff all the time, and they look like crap. But if we could have a decent LED sign in front of our place, we could get our message out, and at least it would be under some kind of control.
I never realized how many churches had LEDs on there.
Yeah,
they're
the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that just catches up with you. I mean, nobody else, the churches would have went to LED.
Mm-hmm. We're down my way, or my business is in Allegheny County. And, yeah. And I don't like them. Anybody else, I don't like them. Because they're flashing too.
Yeah.
Even the churches. But they're not real big. If you had one as big as a billboard, I wouldn't be so commercialized like a Pigeon Forge or River Beach. That's my main concern. I think it's pretty tasteful right now. I mean, it's not too bad. The business should have the right to advertise.
I just think we have to update it because the technology is so different.
Mm-hmm.
and we need to really look at that. I mean, also, you have people now that are just putting the TV outside, you know, so you have a TV sitting out there. So I think we have to look at it, but I thought that the reason that we put the committee together was to kind of give us that information to educate us as to what we should look at, and then let us make that choice, and then they go forward after we give them some advice. But if we need to do that ourselves, I guess it would be a good time to say that we need to do some homework ourselves.
I think the questions they were asking were basically just the questions they knew, the ones that we wanted to get, but at this level right now, before they start coming back with any recommendations, if there's anything we specifically wanted to add to it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we really can't make that choice, though. I mean, I had no idea about the mailbox LED signs.
The questions were kind of generic to me. I mean, what sign types do you want or not want to regulate? We need to know what type of signs are there before we can say what we want to regulate. I mean, we don't want to regulate open and closed business signs necessarily, but we want to regulate big LED signs and things like that, I would think. Are you in favor of a concept of stricter sign reg qualifications? Again, we already have the ordinance. We're just trying to bring it up to today's standards, right? I mean, we're not trying to rewrite, you know, reinvent the wheel, I don't think, was the intent when we put the sign committee together. What is your appetite to address signs and right-of-ways?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
I guess right-of-ways.
In the state highway or county road right-of-ways, they have a certain amount of space that you are not allowed to be in.
So if it's already regulated by the state, I'm not sure what our part in that is.
There are already some signs existing in the right of way, though. Mm-hmm. Just FYI.
Do you like the concept of online process for registration? I like the concept of online for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just everything to it. What is your opinion on sign height based on road frontage elevation? You know, that's pretty technical, and I'm not sure we need recommendation on that. That's something that is regulated now, right?
Yes.
And needs to be reviewed, I guess.
Well, I think the part of that needs to also take into account the widths of the railways, because that whole corridor in McHenry, you're in a business. That thing's really a lot wider than the road is, and I think it, you know, if you go on the south side of the bridge, the roads and the
property lines. That's why the Uno sign, the Arrowhead sign, all that stuff is
close. Yeah, it's right over against the road, but then once you cross that bridge, then everybody in McHenry is under the exact same set of rules, but
they're back farther away from them.
They have a disadvantage because of the. The newer businesses all have a disadvantage over the existing businesses because they're already back further anyways, and then they can't go over a 20-foot sign.
I agree with you, Bruce. I think it's something we just need to let them come back to us. I was going down there just for playing devil's advocate a little bit and seeing if there's any, you know, really issues that you felt like need to be addressed and take it back to committee. If not, sounds like you want to see some more stuff, and then we'll make her. Based on that, I didn't, like I said, I didn't realize that many different signs that could be regulated or haven't been regulated or are regulated or whatever.
Well, put myself in their shoes, they're probably thinking, if we're going to spend all this time, and then you come back and say, well, we don't want to see any of that, and then they waste all their time trying to develop and spend time in an area that we should have just put right up front. Don't even worry about that. It's not going to happen.
What's the chances? Everybody's going to get to sound off, and nothing's going to, I mean, there could be no change, correct? I mean, everybody's going to get to put their opinion in, obviously.
Well, there has to be change right now because there's verbiage in there about what signs say in some instances. So that has to change.
That's because the Supreme Court.
That's right.
So we have to modify the things that are based on content.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think the idea is to put these questionnaires out to get as much opinion and see what is overlapping from person to person so that we can utilize that as a common, you know, starting point. some of what Smiley has done is like, was said there, that, you know, he's gone above and beyond to kind of provide a starting point, I guess, and so you're welcome to join us. And if you'd like, I could make sure that you all are forwarded the minutes and the, you know, progress of whatever's happening too.
Yeah, I think it's a touchy situation because it's like anything else. We had regulations that were put in how many years ago that a time has passed by. And now we've got to try to, now we're running, when we're shooting from the hip again and running, you know, try to regulate something that already happened, and now you got to go back and say you can't do it anymore. I mean, that's kind of the way, I guess, most government does have it. I mean, that's, you don't deal with it until it's a problem.
Right.
I think that's probably the first case of anybody saying anything about a sign for a while, isn't it?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are jumping out as well, like the, some of the LEDs are probably a little brighter than they're supposed to be. There are limitations on that. Some of the, they're not supposed to have moving bits on them. You're allowed to change the content within, I forget how many seconds, intervals, but there's not supposed to be any simulation of movement on them, nothing flashing.
I think the LED sign regulations were basically written back when you just had those signs with one red letters that said eggs on sale or whatever. Well, now we have all this new technology that's basically like
the one there at the movie theater
that really aren't allowed under these, because they talk about being one collar, they talk about no movement. So something has to give, either to address those type of signs, because the technology has changed so much since when the ordinance was written.
I didn't realize how much those signs could do until I started getting around a little bit more. Like that one down to Whispering Foot, one down there at the end of the building, it changed the colors of the seasons, like blue, white, and I'm like, just automatically does it. Pretty amazing stuff, what you can do. It's a little light bulb too, you know. Anybody else have any comments for this?
I think we beat it around enough.
Anything else? You have any else you had to think of?
Nope.
Anybody want input? Yeah. Sorry to run you over here for that, but some regular stuff, we'll yell at you more.
Sounds good.
All right, next meeting is February 11th.
February 6th.
February 6th.
All right.
See you then.
Thanks.
Hopefully, we'll have snow by then.